Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Nations League, shall we? You guys were there on the ground, so now that you're back in the morning footy seats, let's do a little stack up, stack down to talk about players that had a good performance, that have kind of shot their stock up, and ones not so much. And Nico, we're going to start with you and a player in Haji Wright, who really came on the scene in that game against Jamaica, which is why he is the focus of our Auto Trader player spotlight. If you see a car, find it on Auto Trader. This guy was on his way to Dubai for a family vacation when he got the call that he would be an injury replacement for Josh Sargent. And let's just say that he took the opportunity pretty well, huh?
The whole irony of Greg Berhalter being saved a bit, or maybe a lot of bit, after that Jamaica game is that the person who did a lot of the saving was someone who he didn't consider originally to be on the national team. And after that game, and getting the start in the final, he disturbed the pecking order of the strikers, I think. And in the same vein, I think Balogun is a little bit stuck down. Not too much, that's why I won't choose him for stuck down. But you know how this works. Charlie, you know how this works. When it's someone else's loss is another person's gain. Mm-hmm. And Haji Wright, which also gives you that little bit of adaptability that he can play striker, he can play out of the wing, and now with this right wing Christian Pulisic that is so in form, you can play him on the right and kind of maneuver your front three that way. I think it was a positive performance for Haji Wright, someone who went from not being considered to
in the mix.
But like absolutely in the mix. But where does that move, put Pepe
did he move up in your ranking of nines?
I don't care about my ranking of nines. I care about Berhalter's ranking of nines, because that's what we're talking about here. That's what we'll talk about heading into Copa America. And in Berhalter's eyes, the fact that he came in, changed the semifinal, and then got the start in the final, and is able to give you that variability as a striker or a wing, I think in Berhalter's eyes, it seems like he disturbed the pecking order.
Charlie, this is a guy in Haji Wright who was able to find the back of the net twice against Jamaica because of the service from one Gio Reyna, who was the player of the tournament for the United States, and his stock shot way up.
I think Gio Reyna's stock definitely shot up because look at heading into the Nations League semifinals. He wasn't getting playing time, right? He's not match fit, match sharp, quote unquote. But he comes in and proves that he is the missing link from the attack in the midfield, because that number 10 position, it's tough to fill if you don't have a player who can just control the tempo, the gifted passes, the vision. He has it all. That's never been a question of his talent, but can he stay fit? Can he stay healthy? And will he work for the team? We saw all of that and more in the semifinals and especially the finals. The finals, he was dropping down low to get in possession. Not truly beneficial for the team moving forward, but the dirty work that he put in to make sure that the team would get the result was really incredible. And that's the type of respect that you earn from your teammates that moves you forward. And also, think about the relationship between him and Greg Berhalter. After the semifinals, he comes out and publicly says, hey, people were talking trash about Gio not playing or not coming to this camp. I don't hear them now. And that was more of a, hey, look, I'm backing Gio Reyna in the press. Mm. I want everyone to see that. I appreciate what he brings to the team. And the final, he comes on and does the business. So.
And he said the dirty work is under the bridge. So there, it's over. That's beautiful.
As it should be.
It's behind them. Yeah. And now I think what we're seeing now is everyone in the team believing what he adds, the value.
How do you explain that for a second consecutive Nations League, he was getting limited to virtually no minutes with his club? Mm-hmm. He was probably getting more minutes last time out with Dortmund than he is right now in Nottingham Forest. And despite that, absolute baller with the national team.
Well, I think it goes to show what a fit he is with the front three, right? The timing of his pass, the weight of his passes, he sees passes that other players don't see, right? So it's a natural fit. I think what had to happen was him buying into the philosophy and also just look at his mannerisms. We go back to the first iteration of the Nations League. The hands were up. He was stopping. He was pointing at players. It was a negative attitude. He's grown quite a bit. You could see the maturity in him now. You're not seeing the hands flaring. You're not seeing any negative. It's all positive. He's working for the team. And that's how you build relationships on the pitch. That's how you have success. And we're seeing the start of something I think that will be really important for the national team.
A post-game interview doesn't show you everything, but I was really impressed watching Gio talk with Susanna after the match. And you could tell he was a little nervous on camera, a little grabbing at the face. But I thought what he was saying was very mature. The way that he handled those interviews just really impressed me. I think it showed a level of growth in Gio Reyna, in addition to the fact that he also wasn't doing those things on the field that signified that he was upset or flustered or you know, disappointed for some reason or another.
His tone in particular. I mean, he has every right after a performance like that in a competition like that to have a little bit of an I told you so tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has every right, especially in the postgame, and there was none of that. It was very, muted.
You can't go back
that
way.
No. I'm not saying, but I mean, he had every right to be like, I'm glad I'm getting the opportunity. You know what I mean? Just to kind of steer it a little bit, like, see what I can do when I'm given the chance. And he didn't do any of that. He talked about the team and how important it was. And I think you used two words that are exactly right for him. Link and and connection. What was the other one?
Link and up.
Hilarious. No, link and connection. I mean, you said unlock. The way he unlocks the front three, just being behind them is absolutely magical. You could see that when Greg Berhalter's, you know, sort of imagining what this formation can do, what this plan can do. It's what he does. That is the peak of what that sort of imagination
is. He was closer to the front three in the semifinal than in the final.
Please don't get me started. Why was he talking to Tim Ream for half the game? You shouldn't be that far back.
Because Tim Ream was playing so well.
You're doing a great job.
He was gassing him up.
Exactly.
Yo, Timmy.
Yo, Tim.
You're crushing it back here, man.
And say, damn, yo, you're crushing it.
Alexis, stock up for you.
For me, it would be Tyler Adams. I wanted to pick Gio Reyna, but Tyler Adams, and I mean, this is like Apple stock going up. We already knew he was great. You know what I mean? But his stock continues to rise. I mean, the level of just the way he carries himself. I like this new swagger, Tyler, that guy's got a kid now. He's got a fiance. This is a man. We've seen a prodigal son for so long. This is a prodigal man, dude. This dude showed up, absolute bossed it. The way he carried himself in the postgame, talking about postgame, when Jesse Marsh says to him, like, oh, I don't think they expected that. They didn't know you had that in your locker. And he goes, well, they do now. That's exactly the player I want in my midfield to be my captain. The way he was running around on that pitch, his engine did not shut off. He made every 45 minutes that he played absolutely count. And the attitude of not wanting to come off the pitch, saying that's absolute BS. I love that.
I want that fight.
I want that energy. If we're going to do anything, anything at all in Copa America, it's going to come from this man being on the pitch alongside Gio Reyna. Mm.
What do you think, Nico? You made a face when Alexis first started talking.
No. I absolutely agree. I think Tyler Adams is contagious. His energy, what he brings to the game, and you need a dog like that in the midfield.
Absolutely.
It's not only that. It's him making sure that everyone understands the tempo the team needs to play with the urgency the team. He was yelling at players to move and to play quicker and spread out. When you have a player like that who not only does his job, but implores the rest of the players to take it up a notch and play with this type of passion for the country, that's why he's so important to the team.
And what he brings, he offers so much balance. And the amount of ground he covers. And he's coming off of a hamstring injury. I don't know how that can set you back. Maybe you're scared of committing 100% to every... I mean, look, with the shot, clearly he's not. But he's the most important player to the setup.
I didn't know that firing off bangers like that was part of the hamstring recovery process, but apparently it was, because that
is
was
now.
So clean.
What was that old movie where the kid gets like the leg tendon in his arm and he could throw
a rookie? Fat. Rookie of the
rookie.
Year.
He got that in his leg.
Remember Rookie of the Year?
What a movie.
But I also wanted to give a shout out in my stock up to Jamaica and Heimir Hallgrímsson, the manager, Icelandic manager for this team, because this was the most organized I've ever seen a Jamaica side. And they waited. They played the perfect game against the U.S. until the own goal. You felt like they were going to get to a final. But they bounced back. You would think a third place game after putting in a heroic performance defending and frustrating the U.S. that you were going to, you know, not have enough for the Panama match, the third place match. That was not the case. Again, they frustrated Panama. Panama didn't really have that many chances. I'm really proud of this Jamaican side and how much confidence has grown within
Funny
the
enough,
group.
They're my stock down because of the Federation. The problems with Leon Bailey, problem. No, I mean, you literally have now.
Just got finished third place in the Nations
League. Hold on, and that's your squad. And now your federation can't support the players. They're getting information about flights the day before. You need to find a way to support these men that are, your three best players weren't even playing, and they played well. You have a generation
that would be stock up, no?
No. The federation, not the squad. The federation
squad stock up,
federation is stock down. Especially the way they treated the women players. You need to match the quality of the players on the pitch if you're the Jamaican Federation.
Shout out to Tim Ream. That's another stock up for me.
Tim Ream.
Not playing with Fulham. And that's always a concern when you're not playing with your club and in a rhythm and form, but comes to the U.S. men's national team and is just such a balance in the final with Chris Richards, provides cover, anticipates, reads the game so well. So
stabilizing force.
Just it was a very sound finals performance.
He has a lot of class. There's our other center backs are not as buttoned up as Tim Ream, I feel.
Yeah, well, refined
age
has
plays
the
a role in that one.
Experience for sure, and if he finds the right compliment next to him, then I think that would be the pair for Copa America. So going to be interesting to see how the lineup looks come this summer for a very big competition for the United States.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.